Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and M. Brand.
Punch a horse, punch a horse, punch a horse, punch a horse. Punch a horse in the big bald dick. Punch a horse in the big bald dick. Okay. What vocal exercises?
Yeah. I get it.
Ha, Satan blowjob. Satan blowjob. Satan blowjob. Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Is that Louis C.K. bit about having a demon come fire ants on your face? It's a great joke. Okay. Welcome to What's More Metal, everybody. The podcast that starts with me making a sound.
Yep.
You did it.
That's and that's the end. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. It was a long one today. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is What's More Metal. It's the podcast where two badass, sad asses get together and we debate, we discuss the most metal things in the universe. I'm comedian Noriko Ott, and this is my good friend comedian Dan Weber.
Hello.
Coming to you from beautiful Carnival Studios here in lovely, rainy, dreary, sad Portland, Oregon.
Fucking, like, real bad right now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. It's damp.
It's like it's the just, Scottish moors outside. It's like
so fucking gross.
Oh, yeah. You know that place where Artax, Atreus' horse drowned? It's like that outside all the time.
Except not as fun.
You don't get to watch a horse drown.
Yeah. Did I tell you, this is totally...
Oh, no, please.
This is a please aside.
I want to know what sparked your memory when I talk about horse drowning.
One time at... a long time ago when... they were running an open mic at my father's place. Not this last one, but the one prior.
Right.
the kid that played Atreyu came in.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it.
And then he had like three escorts. I don't know. Like three ladies with him. And I thought it was funny because that's the only thing he's ever done. Like he's just been... in the Neverending Story,
yeah,
like 20 years ago,
yeah,
and I didn't really recognize him. Somebody's like, "That's Atreyu," and I was like, "Oh shit, really?" And then he was a total dick the whole time. He just like was sitting in the very front, you know, the countertop, because so he was sitting in there with the three ladies, and he's just trying to hit him up to go back and fuck in his hotel room.
Yeah.
Totally ignoring everything that's happening, like right next to him the whole time. And then finally, I think somebody said something like, I think somebody, I don't remember who it was like, "I'm glad your horse drowned." And then, they called him out.
That's fucking... We probably just, he's like, "Look, I was in a movie. Yeah, I'm that guy from your childhood. Also, I have coke." So, you know, like, he's just making it work for him. Now he's just in a movie called The Neverending Baggy.
Yeah. The Neverending Sad Story.
Yeah. Fuck, that's so funny.
Yeah.
We also in town had a roast for the Red Power Ranger at one point. Do you remember that? The guy that played the Red Power Ranger paid to have a roast of him that a bunch of people did. This is years ago. Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
When?
This was years ago. This had to be like 2014 or something. Like,
Man, I think I vaguely remember.
I think Scoot Herring was on it and some other people. But it was just really funny because they were like, "Nobody knows you, man." Like, I was supposed to write jokes. Like,
Yeah.
Come dressed as a putty or whatever. Like, hey, this guy beat my ass a lot, actually. But yeah, so fucking weird town.
Weird town.
Weird town.
Occasionally weird shit comes up.
Where was everybody? This is the podcast. That's what we do. We hang out. We've today's episode, we're going to be debating the most metal real life sword.
Yep.
And most metal chess set. This, again, you can start or just now.
The fans
end.
Asked and we responded.
You can come now, do whatever you need. Like, you've got it. Release is coming. Literally. This is, you've asked for it. You got it.
Yeah.
We're not deaf to the screams of a three-part chess arc. Yeah.
Three-part chess trilogy.
That's right.
If you will.
You guys know this is the fourth one, right?
No, it's the third.
It's the third one.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like,
we're the ones to come up with the topics, too.
Yeah, I had to research them.
I had to research all. There's chess master, chess piece, and now chess set.
Yeah, and this was, boy, this is the real Return of the King of the trilogy. Yeah. If I had to say, this is the real God Emperor.
Actually, it's more Return of the Jedi. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah, it's more Return of the Jedi.
Like, where Empire Strikes Back was actually pretty good, and then Return of the Jedi was just a kick in the balls.
Yeah. So this is, this is it. You got it. This
you
is,
got it. Oh, and then we're going to try
Goblet
something.
Goblet of Fire. I don't even know what that order, those
who gives a shit,
shit books.
And then for the Ride the Lightning round, we're actually going to try something completely different. Yeah.
We're excited about this. Should we explain it now or just wait?
We'll wait, but I just think, just so you know, like, later on, whereas before we did one where Randy would give us a topping, we just do it off the top of our heads. We're going to do something completely different than that.
Oh, absolutely. And I wanted to say I got my computer fixed finally, so I'll probably stop bitching about it a little bit. Although I did put Linux on it, so I'm probably going to be bitching about it more in that regard. I'm all, nothing works. I don't know how to do anything. But I did actually do the audio drops now. Like that, so
that's right.
I will not be doing them with my mouth as much. I'll make different ones now. So keep an ear out for those. So I guess we'll be doing which one do you want to start with today, Dan?
Ooh,
let's just do sword. Let's start sword, go chest.
Swords, yeah.
And then I'm going to say, metal, what's more metal? Most metal being like metal music is the horror genre of music, is whatever's most deadly, what's most badass, what's fucking coolest.
Yeah.
Usually what just killed the most people, but still, you know.
Yeah.
What makes something good?
Yeah.
And to decide who gets to go first in most real life, most metal real life sword, we do the most metal thing possible by rolling 20-sided die. And I have a 19.
Oh, I got a 20.
Fuck you.
Do it.
Oh, you mean you got a Nat Twombo? You got Jesus. A natural 20.
God
a
damn
Nat
it.
Twombo. You got a Naturo Twomvia.
You made me.
You got a Natalie Twompson.
You now make me upset whenever I get a 20.
You got a Nautilus Twomzilla.
Fuck off.
You never, what? I'm just saying. A Nat King Crit King? King Crit? Nat King Crit. You got a Nat King Crit.
Nat King Crit.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, at least do it right.
A Natty twice?
Oh, yeah. You got a senior. Senor Bente?
Oh, God.
I've ruined the natural 20 roll for Dan.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because he hates it so much. I wish you could see his face get red with rage right now.
I'm very upset.
Do all these go through your head when you're rolling, when you roll a 20 for during D&D?
No.
Okay.
I block it out of my mind entirely.
You have a sigh of, thank God that asshole isn't here right now.
Yep. So anyway,
yeah.
So I go first.
Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna pick. I found two that I thought were okay. This is honestly pretty hard to find. Like,
mm-hmm.
like it was more difficult than I anticipated.
Yeah, I had the same issue. Yeah.
So I'm going to pick a sword called the Sword of Saint Galgano. So, supposedly, Saint Galgano, he was a knight, and he was like, he was kind of a nobleman, whatever. Uh-huh. And he was walking, he was going down a trail somewhere, and he had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Where an angel of the Lord told him to forsake all material objects, right?
Oh, what a dick
vision. What a dick vision. Like, get rid of all your wealth. And so,
sell your shit, bro. Yeah. Like, fuck.
So he got pissed off and was like, that's as easy as cutting a stone with a sword, right? Mm-hmm. So then he meant to slam his sword against the stone and just have it break and not work.
Yeah.
But instead, supposedly, legendarily, the sword was driven into the stone, mm-hmm. and there's still a monastery over it now. Like, it's a legit sword in the stone. And you can fucking see it. It's fucking definitely in there. They've done x-rays of the stone. They can see the whole sword on the inside.
Oh, crazy.
They've tested it to make sure it's all the same sword.
Yeah.
So it is somehow embedded in the fucking sword and in the stone.
Oh, that's crazy.
Nobody knows how.
Damn.
And then he immediately gave up all of his shit and became a saint. Like,
he's like, well, that was my only sword,
I guess. Great. I guess, I guess you called it, God. Like, you showed me.
I'm not going back to beating people with a stick like a fucking chump.
Yeah.
Starting over from zero. Dude, that's crazy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking metal as fuck. Just where you fuck a stone.
Yeah, yeah. He just like, it was more like, just the fact that he was able to drive it, like, even, no matter what, like, he drove a sword into a stone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what reason, how it actually happened. That's fucking dope.
That is cool. That's fucking bad as fuck. They're like, and I shall build a monastery here. Oh, fuck, the soil's shit. Damn it. Okay, well, that's a great choice, Dan.
Yeah.
My choice for most metal sword is the Wallace sword.
Yeah.
Wielded by William Wallace in 1279. Yeah. The sword is 5 feet 4 inches long, so it's fucking huge.
Yep.
They didn't even know it existed, and then this king, sent it off to get like a new scabbard and a new hilt put on it. And one of the reasons why is because it was said that the scabbard, hilt, and belt that it hung off of was made from the dried skin of Hugh Cressingham, who is a British commander. Like, he flayed a dude, made leather out of him, and then wrapped the sword hilt in it.
Yeah.
And so it's just this massive fucking badass sword that slayed fucking English dudes.
Yeah.
And
it's on display in Stirling, Scotland.
That is right.
Yep.
Yes. Although they, the sword, there's like, it's been modified and shit over the years, but like that's, but I do like the fact that they're like, wow, what a weird hilt on this. This is just a peeled dick wrapped around
what is this?
The handle. That's,
what does this feel like shaking a hand?
So comfortable. This, it's like just, it's like that joke of yours. It's like all weapons are just a dick.
Yeah.
Like, this one's literally just has skin. Like, yeah. On here, like, finally, the 5-foot-4-inch metal dick I've always wanted that I fuck people in half with.
Yeah, all weapons are dicks that don't get soft after they're used.
Yeah.
It's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, that's why men use them exclusively. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not impotent, and then they beat you with a fucking club, a blunt dick.
Yep, for sure.
Fuck your head apart.
Yeah.
You know what happened to William Wallace?
Yeah, he was
killed.
We saw the movie.
That's insanely inaccurate, though.
Oh, he wasn't tortured to death by the...
Well, that happened, but they also put his head on display on a bridge in Scotland.
Oh,
like a month.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't even, honestly, dude, that wouldn't even, like, back then, that was kind of just, that's what you just did. Like, yeah, we don't like this guy. We're going to display a head. Like that's to for everyone else to know that I'm also pissed at a guy that's dead now. Like, good for you, Scotland.
Yeah.
Robert the Bruce or whatever the fuck that piece of shit's name was.
You see over here, we have something we call the Meatball Bridge, and it's because there's meatballs all over it. I don't know what accent I'm doing. It shifted regions wildly.
It's definitely not Scottish.
Like a little bit of Scottish and then straight Liverpool.
But yeah. Well, that's northern England, so they're close. They are neighbors. Probably. I don't know anything about geography. It's the Meatball Bridge, though. A lot of meatballs on this bridge.
Yeah, normally they tar them so that they don't spoil.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
No, you would think you'd want birds to be like nibbling.
Hacking at it.
Nibbling. Yeah. Just a nibbling.
Yeah, but the stench, you know? Like it would smell bad after a month.
Yeah.
Might have been a week. Either way, they put his head on display on a bridge.
Yeah. Oh, well, I still say good, you know? Yeah. Like. I could name a bunch of billionaires I want to see the same action happen to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if William Wallace would have done the same thing to any of the kings of England if he'd have won.
The guy with the skin sword, you think? You okay? I mean, beg to differ. I feel like he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Barely ever flayed anybody. And portrayed by fantastic anti-Semite.
Anti-Semite, general bigot.
Just complete bigot and
Catholic fanatic Mel Gibson.
Absolutely out of his mind dipshit.
Yeah.
You're like, God, what a fucking maniac. Apocalypto's pretty good.
I did like Braveheart.
Yeah, they're like, dude made some, that psychopath made some pretty good movies.
Yeah, believe it or not.
I mean, who among us is strong enough to, you know, not jerk off to Passion of the Christ? You can't do it.
You
can't do it. Come on. It's just BDSM to the next level.
Yeah.
Like for keeps.
Yeah. Honestly, one way to really horrify a group of Christians is to walk into the Passion of the Christ and laugh while he gets beaten. People will find that horrifying.
Oh my God. Just be rooting for the Romans. Yeah.
Yeah, get him.
You go, Pontius.
Fuck that guy up.
Do you have a backup, Dan?
I do. I have the backup is the sword of Gao Jin.
Uh-huh.
It's a 2,000-year-old sword that's somehow still razor sharp, and they don't know how.
Yeah.
When the archaeologist found it and pulled it out, he was like tested his thumb on it and like pushed on it really hard because he thought, what's the big deal? And then it fucking slit his thumb. So he got blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, I was thinking about it, like, that's not, you don't even want to get cut by most like a kitchen knife that you clean all the time.
Yeah.
This thing's been sitting around for like 2,000 years.
In a tomb.
And I guarantee in like soaking in corpse water.
Yeah.
And you just cut yourself with it. Like you're going to lose that arm.
It thing is fucking beautiful too.
Yeah.
It's got this like crosshatch pattern on the blade. It looks like if Louis Vuitton made a sword.
Yeah.
It's like really fucking beautiful.
Yeah. It's made out of copper and tin and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It predates the Iron Age. So it's
not
like,
even steel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's a Bronze Age weapon, but it's like fucking insane.
And nobody knows how the fuck, it shouldn't still be in the shape it's in. It shouldn't even be around. Like, but then I saw like the chemical composition of the blade has like there's traces of arsenic in it all throughout it.
Another reason you don't want to cut yourself.
Yeah, for sure. But also that probably kills.
Oh, that's true.
Anything that would like any bacteria or.
Yeah. From what I was reading, it's like, I think that just the scabbard that it was in was just so perfectly sealed up that like, and so it was like airtight but still, that's still amazing for 2,000 years to like have
and
that
it,
stuff.
I mean, and it was underwater. So
yeah.
The fact that the scabbard even survived long enough to protect it is kind of astonishing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking totally fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Probably just magic, dude.
Yeah, honestly,
that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yep, he was a it was made by a wizard,
dude. I had a friend of mine send me speaking of magic. Had a friend of mine send me this. They follow just wacky do mutual friends of ours that post weird shit. There's a cousin of mine that's like a post fucking wacky do horse shit. But then there's this other person that they posted it's a meme, and it was about the. It was like ancient peoples have always known about the health benefits of staring into the rising or setting sun. And it was just about how staring at the sun, quote, decalcifies your brain. And it literally was a meme. It was like soup, you know, like when it was just super, lefty hippie all the way into madness. It was literally about staring at the sun for health benefits. It's just like, wow. Holy shit. Like, yeah. I love shit like that. Like, I just like the level of decalcify. That's all you need to know. Sounds sciency. There you go.
Yeah.
You're talking people. Yeah. Staring at the sun.
The time that I got into a fight, a fight with a whole room full of people that were against fluoride.
Yeah.
One of the arguments they kept making was, it calcifies your third eye. And I'm like, I don't think anything that you said makes sense. It doesn't, who cares?
Holy shit.
They said it calcifies your pituitary gland, which as we all know is the third eye.
You know, because glands and eyes.
Yeah.
Always the same thing.
Always the same thing.
The exact same thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was something else.
Decalcifies. You know when you get all that calcium buildup and then you have to pee a stone out of your third eye?
Yeah.
It's just like miserable. Miserable. Yeah. You ever get eye stones, Randy?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Gotta pee out those damn jagged eye stones.
Some people call it crying, but I call it eyeball urinating. It's the only way it feels manly for me.
I have a backup. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Durandal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a sword that, Charlemagne gave to his like most badass, paladin, a guy named Roland.
Yeah.
It is and the hilt of it was said to be a tooth of St. Peter, shreds of, Mary's clothing, Jesus's, mom. And then hair and blood from two other saints, just in the hilt, giving it magic powers. That's hilarious. I don't know. Did you have a backup too? Also, like another one. No. Okay.
I mean, there was a sword that was owned by a guy named El Cid.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one.
It's sort of, El Cid was not like, it's a cool name for a guy that just wasn't like, I don't know, like he's famous. He's a folk hero in Spain, but why?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just a hot dude.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a sword called Joyeuse that was wielded by Charlemagne.
Jizz?
Joyeuse.
Oh, okay.
It's, the word for joyous.
Oh, okay.
It's called jizz. I went the long jizz. Way around saying jizz. You know when you just jizz.
It is French.
It is how I come. Jizz. Joyeux. Joyeux. Good old joyeux. Anyway. That sword apparently had parts of the spear that stabbed Jesus, like in the blade, which I thought is hilarious. That you're like, I want the only thing that's ever killed a god, and I want it in my sword. Like, this is my god stabber. That's what I call it.
That's supposedly that's supposedly like a magical artifact of cute, like a lot of power. But
yes,
because it bathed in Jesus's blood.
Yeah. But I just like the idea of being like, so if Jesus ever comes back talking shit, I want
fuck him up.
I'm all, oh, remember this? It's a lightsaber now. And then, may this be our final battle. And then, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Ba.
Gotcha.
It's Jesus versus Charlemagne, the final battle.
Charlemagne would definitely not have fought Jesus.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, there can be only one.
There can be only Well, then you should have sang a Queen song. Highlander.
Princess of the Universe. They just do Highlander shit. And then there's a rap battle in the middle because they've got a, which I won't do. And then, then they leg wrestle and that's it. That's how they find out who the next Jesus is. Anyway, pretty badass. The only other thing I found was every story about this guy Muramasa.
Yeah.
And apparently he was like insane and he made a deal with the devil and all of his swords like
were
evil and they had to drink blood if they were pulled out of the scabbard. And there was a, apparently they were they thirsted after this one emperor's like family, like they were killed so many of his family members that he banned them and he started like getting them destroyed all across the countryside and made them illegal. And you know, and they say it can't happen here, Dan. Yeah. They say it can't happen here, but you just gotta watch that. Gotta watch it. They're gonna come for your swords.
I got a lot of them.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh, AR-15s, you know, and then next thing you know, they're coming for your sword, they're coming for your butterfly knife, they're coming for your novelty ninja stars.
Yep. It's the NKA is going to protect us.
Yeah.
National Katana Association. They're going to keep us safe, our swords safe.
There's this like,
from my cold dead hands.
There's just like some guy named Yojimbo with an American flag tied like at a podium. Like there, these, it's Nazi Germany. First they came for our size, and no, I did not speak up, for I was not a sigh owner. Then they came for our nunchucks, but, and I said nothing, for I did not own any nunchucks.
Yep.
That's so dumb.
Yep. Yep. That's everything that leaves my mouth, Randy. Every damn thing. I think that leads us to the next topic.
Yep.
Next topic.
Yep, that's what it sounds like. I'm really hoping that you set those levels right too, so no one just because it just starts with two big kabooms, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna, somebody's just gonna be like trying to rip their headphones out of their ears and just ride their bike into oncoming traffic. I'm just like,
I will make sure that it's good.
Okay, I'm just like, people just like, fuck, what the fuck.
Yeah. Also, it's already happened by this point, so
I'm just saying, I'm just hope that you did set it in there at a decent level. Anyway, I appreciate it. Now it brings us to most metal chess set. Holy shit. You can start down jacking. Cause that's, it's fucking time, dude. We're doing it. We're going to put this one to bed, Dan. Like this one's finally, you know what I mean?
The questions will be answered today.
Archimedes, Merlin, the debate of the century. What is the best? Now we're going to solve it today. Most metal chess set. You went first last time. I get to go set first this time.
Yep.
I'm choosing the most interesting one I found, frankly, like in chess sets. And that is the Isle of Lewis chess set. It was found in the 12th century. In like basically on an island outside of Scotland, it was most probably made in Norway. It was four chess sets incomplete, but they were probably made in Norway. It was 96 pieces, it was all made from walrus tusk ivory.
Wow.
Yeah, and they figured that it would take 6 tusks from 3 walruses to make 1 chess set. So you're getting your money's worth on these walrus. You throw the rest of the walrus away because once you get chess pieces out of them, the meat's spoiled. And then the pawns are just tombstones. So because fuck you, poor people.
Yeah.
The rooks were berserker Vikings who are biting their own shields.
Yeah.
And like they're known for this. Like they're all hand carved. They're really beautiful. They're on display at the British Museum. And it's like, they're known for like, these worried faces that they all kind of have and shit, except for the berserkers who are chewing on their own shields and shit. Yeah. But, they think that what happened was somebody commissioned these pieces, probably as gifts, like, and it was on its way to Ireland, and then either they were stolen or a shipwrecked, and then like the guy was trying to bury them to come back for them later,
yeah,
and they just never turned up. They're all white now, but originally half of them were really, really deep beet juice red,
yeah,
and then all that has faded off completely, and they're not even sure what they dyed it with. But they're fucking, yeah, they were just crazily interesting. And then it's also like the first chess set where there's bishops in it, because bishops originally were like charioteers and stuff, and like yeah. or elephants, I think. They're elephants in like a traditional chess set, and then these are the first time they were bishops. So they were, and then they had the queen. So like they're actually bringing in their modern aristocracy into the chess set, and it's one of the first ones. Anyway, it was like just really interesting and cool, and
yeah,
upwards of 12 walruses had to die to make it 12, happen.
12 walruses. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went with a different direction entirely.
Okay, that's fine.
So typically what we consider to be most metal, three things.
Uh-huh.
One, how many people were killed?
Word.
Two, were they Nazis?
Uh-huh.
Or bigots of any kind?
Uh-huh.
But three, is there fucking involved? And so...
Okay.
I'm listening.
So I found
the fuck a Nazi to death commemorative chess set.
Yeah. No, it's a Kama Sutra themed chess set.
No shit.
Pawns are just naked dudes jerking off in front of an erect penis.
Nice. Okay.
Rooks are a fuck pile orgy of just like a bunch of people fucking like in a vertical pile.
Oh my God. Send me all these images.
All the other. Oh, I have a link to the set. The king, queen, bishop, and knight are all just two people fucking in various positions. So like one of them is like doggy style and one of them is like standing up and
nice.
Whatnot. It's pretty fucking insane.
This is something you can buy now?
Yeah.
What's the retail price on this?
I think it's like $100.
Nice. Way worth it.
Yeah.
Cause who doesn't play chess? I think it's a nice subtle way to let your to let the other guy at the park know you're DTF.
Yeah. You bust out this one, like, nah, let's do
Ooh.
This.
Dude, I actually found another one that's cool. Oh,
you could
man.
Be like, check and mate?
Right? So, yeah, I just was like this, anyway, we'll get to it later, why some, I was a little bit disappointed in my search, but.
Ooh, that's the King's Pawns opening. Like, I get it, they're fuck pieces, Earl. Jesus Christ, that's fucking fantastic. Like the yeah. And they can all fit in your asshole
honestly,
if you're
could.
Adventurous enough. You want to tie some floss because you want to get them out anyway. What were you looking, are you, if you're gonna do it afterward?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kama Sutra. Yeah, I like that. Because, yeah, it's just, you know what I mean?
It's just, every piece is just fucking
yeah.
people fucking.
Yeah. It's for the for the horny English lit professor in your life.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I found a backup that I really liked, and I went a different direction with my backup. But I found a... on Etsy, I found the, let's try to find the exact, this is the Kiss Band, the Kiss Band chess set.
Yeah.
It is called, Kiss Alive versus Dress to Kill. And, and these are all hand painted, like little glass sculptures that this person made. It retails for $260 and all the figurines look like shit. They're fantastic. They look so fucking bad. Your grandma might as well painted some rocks.
Oh, wow.
They're so, so awful. One's just, yeah, one of them is just the Grim Reaper because, hey, you ran out of ideas. it's pretty, yeah, they're so bad. And this horrible and all the pawns are just a circle that say kiss on them. And God damn it. And they're all like uneven and lumpy and and horrible. Yeah, so definitely a for a mere $260, Dan.
Yeah.
For like 6 months of car insurance on a moped, you can get the shittiest kit, like chess set you've ever seen in your life, from one of the most VD ridden bands in metal history.
In human history. All right. So my backup.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the Kiss one. I did try to find. I did search for a Slayer themed chess set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iron Maiden themed chess set, Black Sabbath themed, and none of those came up.
I can't believe Maiden didn't have one.
I know, right?
That feels like very much a Bruce Dickinson thing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was honestly astonished that I couldn't find it. Maybe I didn't search for the right thing.
He strikes me as the kind of guy that's like
into chess.
Way into chess.
Yeah.
Like has like yeah, books on it and yeah. shit and tries.
And invites grandmasters onto their fucking
yeah.
Air Force 66 to fucking play chess with him.
Yeah. He probably just uses that Karma Sutra fucking chess set and winks every move.
Yeah, every move. So instead, I went with another one that is honestly probably the most inappropriate chess set that I found. It's a Pearl Harbor themed chess set.
Jesus Christ.
So
God damn it.
You can play as either the Allied forces or the Japanese, like the Japanese are the black pieces.
Oh,
and of course,
God.
The Americans are the white.
Yeah.
The king for the Americans is Franklin Delano Roosevelt in a fucking wheelchair.
That's incredible.
The rooks.
Well, that explains his movement speed.
Yeah. All the knights are like kamikaze planes and the fighter planes. The rooks are ships on a wave. The Allied ones are on fire. It's just fucking nuts. So
yeah,
I was just like, I can't honestly believe this got made.
so, but it's not really fair because, well, okay, so usually the white gets to go first in chess, but on that one, if you play Japanese, you get to play your first 10 moves free.
Yeah.
you get a head start.
Your first 10 moves, and yeah.
Yeah, you get to go 10 times first.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, it's, it retails for $209.
Yeah, oh, nice.
So it's at the chess store.
Huh. Wow. Well, it's no, I mean, if you want, you know.
It's no Kiss.
It's no shitty handmade Kiss. I'll have to put it on the Instagram, but I can't stress enough how ugly these fucking Kiss chess pieces are.
I'm working on it.
They're so fucking dumb looking. Yeah. what would it look like if you didn't try? That's my question on the Kiss pieces. But I love that. Like the Pearl Harbor is fucking great.
So yeah, it was yeah. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, "That's pretty money."
Yeah,
it was almost my pick, but
that's fucking
the
hilarious.
Kama Sutra one is just
yeah. I mean, there's dicks.
Yeah, it's just fucking. There's
yeah,
it's just a lot of fucking.
That's
in
so
it.
Fucking funny. Oh fuck, that's great. And it's the only chess game you can play underwater.
Oh, the Pearl Harbor one.
Yeah, yeah. You can just play it right underwater. It's like it's pretty good. You can see it right in the bay, like when you're okay.
Even if you start,
yeah,
above water.
Oh, you know what?
It ends under.
I'm picturing like kind of like an old school Crossfire commercial, only it's you versus Cuba Gooding Jr. Like,
yeah,
he's just like he's still in his sailor outfit. It's from the movie Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Randy, thank you.
Terrible, terrible Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, I can't believe that he. You're saying he made a bad movie.
I know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Well, I never saw it.
Call me crazy.
Agree to disagree. Well, how many of the ships turned into giant robots? That's my question to you.
You're asking the wrong question. How many of them are piloted by Will Smith?
Yeah.
Should be the question you're asking.
That'd be so... Dude, I'm saying it now, but there's no idea too stupid for America to use, and I could totally picture like a... and they're like, Arizona's here or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's the, I'm the Nebraska or whatever. You're like, oh no. Fuck.
He retells Pearl Harbor with Transformers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember there was a brief period of time, it was years ago, where for whatever reason they were making board game themed movies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they made Battleship. Yeah.
Battleship. And that, and when I and as soon as I saw that existed, I was like, Hollywood is devoid of ideas.
Oh my god. Oh,
yeah.
This is the most bankrupt bullshit ever seen.
Completely.
It was also what was the Adam Sandler what was the fucking
Adam
Sandler video game movie?
I saw it.
It's
that
horrendous.
Yeah, it got universally demolished by everybody that saw it.
Yeah, you're just
Pixel. That's what it's called. That's
Pixel. Pixel.
Jesus.
Yeah. God damn. It's.
Yeah. Well, at least it was probably super expensive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was super expensive to make.
Yeah, there's so much CG in that. You're like, good fucking Lord, the thing is very pricey. In Battleship, I think it would be cool if giant red pegs came down and smashed into ships, though, from the sky.
Yeah.
And they just never explained it.
Yeah, just
they're all like, fire. And it's just like, and you're like, yep. We got hit. Damn it. White one's missing.
We get hit three more times. We're dead.
Oh, Jesus. That's so. If we get hit exactly three more times in these holes, we are fucked.
Yep. I don't know. I'm surprised that they didn't. Like, I'm surprised Battleship was the one that they picked, the board game.
Yeah.
But when Operation was right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Body Horror in Operation. Don't Wake Daddy is one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Just the tale of an abusive stepfather.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the drunken dad, just like you're trying to feed yourself from the fridge. But if you wake him up, he's going to kill you and your sister.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. All right, now I do want to see that movie, frankly. We were laughing, but now it sounds good. I like the idea of Operation, though, that it's just like, it's just hostile or whatever. Yeah. Ooh, and you're like, oh, it looks like I hit the sides.
Although I will say, the greatest board game movie to have ever been made is Clue.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
That movie's fucking fantastic.
Clue is like one of my favorite comedy movies. Like, it's fucking fantastic.
Movie. It's a good movie.
It's got Lee Ving from Fear in it. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Madeline Kahn and Tim Curry.
Yeah. Whoever they are. Lee Singer fears in it. a star. oh, my God. Chutes and Ladders or whatever. I'm trying to think of other like shitty.
Candyland.
Candyland. There's nothing. Again, nothing is too stupid for America to go, that seems good.
Yeah,
That's a good idea.
I think the I've never seen it. I don't know what the fuck happens in it, but there was that Emojis movie.
Emoji movie, yeah.
It fucking did great. Like, from what I, like, did well.
It was, so I did see it.
Of course you did.
Just because, I was looking for just time to kill.
Citizen Kane, Randy's Got No Time. Emoji movie, holy shit, opening weekend, Randy's there. In the bottom of his popcorn bucket. For the emoji movie.
I got to get some strokes in.
It was very okay.
God damn it.
All right, so should we...
Sorry, we're doing most metal Randy disappointment.
Yeah.
Right now. That's so funny. So just to reiterate, for most metal sword, my choice was the one I picked. What the fuck was my choice? My choice was the Wallace sword, and Dan's was
The Sword of Saint Galgano.
Saint Galgano. Wallace Galgano. Sword, Saint Galgano. We'll put that stuff online. You can vote on it and we'll put that up.
For chess set, I took the Kama Sutra theme chess set.
And I took the Isle of Lewis, or as I call it, the loser of this one. Dead walruses, people. Come on.
I'm looking it up. I think that's also known as the Lewis Chessmen.
Yeah. It's on display. It's like really, again, it's Viking. It's a Viking chess set.
If you've seen
Made of Death,
if you've seen,
I'm trying to resell it now.
The series Castle Rock. It's the those are the chess pieces that Sissy Spacek uses to jog her memories.
I've never seen Castle Rock.
It's fantastic.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
Huh. Is it Emoji Movie good? You son of a bitch. Just like immediately. I don't trust anything. But I think that brings us to polls.
Yeah. Any results?
Let's take a look. Because I'm sure we do.
I did post them. Oh, yes. I think I only did Instagram again.
Which is fine because that's the only place I'm looking.
Great.
So.
I might do Twitter. Twitter's actually less work for me to put up, but I don't know why I just.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Because it's a cesspool that I don't like going to.
We get way less contributors in Twitter than we do.
Oh, I know that.
On, we should do Facebook, though, because we can do Facebook polls.
Can you do a Facebook poll?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. So.
One more fucking thing for me to.
All right. So
I gotta put up polls in three places. I gotta half-ass some research at work. Anyway,
for the most metal spy.
Oh yeah,
with 79% of the votes.
Oh shit,
Mary Bowser.
Yeah, damn.
Hell yeah,
that's a good choice. Yeah, it was true. Like I was telling other people that story about how like he.
He was just like,
Jefferson Davis was too stupid to think like, just like too racist to think a slave could read and would write like.
Yeah, his racism cost him the Civil War. I love the idea that the reason he fought the war is also the reason he lost it.
Yeah, that is great. I just like the idea of like, I can't believe you betrayed me. Buford the dog, I can't believe you ratted me out. You're the only one. anyway, and then the next one?
With the most metal chess piece
mm-hmm.
for our Empire Strikes Back episode, it was 68% of the votes went to the Rook.
Oh, Dan again.
Yep,
Dan again.
Both votes.
Dan again. Because everyone's a sexist piece of shit. Can't vote for the queen. I see. No, that's fine.
No, they're homophobic.
Okay, that's fine too. That's fine. What? Don't. All right. That's gonna be the soundbite that gets pulled, put on a loop. So he's gonna blog about.
Yeah.
It's homophobic. That's fine.
Oh yeah. Well, that's all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
My name's Narika Watt. Oh my god. Well, that's awesome. That's a sweep for Dan.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. Let's see if you can pull it out on this one. I don't know if you can do it on this one.
I can't do it on this one.
fuck, that's good. I think that's like two. I think that might be two in a row that you've kind of swept.
You won all of them the one before.
Oh, okay. Well, then who's counting? Yeah. I just like seeing democracy work.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing.
Your votes count.
I like to see your votes count. It's fucking great. I think that brings us to the special.
The new
and improved Ride the Lightning Round.
Yeah. Ride the Lightning Round. What we're going to do, instead of him picking a topic and then we just try to figure shit out.
Yeah.
We're going to have Randy go on
Wikipedia. Yeah.
I feel lucky.
Uh-huh.
And just do it twice. And then we'll decide which of the two things is the most metal thing.
We're going head to head.
And it could be anything.
Yeah.
And we might agree. It's not like.
There's a 99% chance Dan and I will have absolutely no idea what the things are.
Yeah. So we'll just have to come at it.
And I do believe we said, I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Yeah. We're not until after we've made our choices.
Right. Which won't matter.
And then you read the first sentence of the Wikipedia article.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right.
New and improved. We're trying to speed up the Ride the Lightning round.
We probably do this two or three times.
We might do this just this once and realize
I'm talking about like right now.
Yes. We might just do it this episode and be like, this sucks completely.
This is horrible.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, so the first one is, I'm just going to read you the title, Let Go, in parentheses, Red Song, or
Red Song.
Red Song.
Red Song. Let or go, Red Song.
Mark Pingris.
Let go, Red Song, or Mark Pingris.
Red Song is in parentheses. So the song, it's a song called Let Go.
Oh, dude, Mark Pingris is the shit. Pingris? Yeah, I know. He's a fucking badass. Are you kidding me? The Mark Pingris?
Yeah.
You can't even step to Mark Pingris.
Look.
Okay. Old 12-inch dick Pingris? Like, you can't. Yeah. I mean, other than whatever Wikipedia is going to say, that's the other thing that he's known for. Humongous penis.
Yeah.
And playing ping pong with it.
Big penis Pingris. That's that's his name. But I'm gonna go with let go.
Uh-huh.
Let go.
The red song. Oh, you mean the red song?
The red song.
Oh, okay.
Because that turns out, from what I understand, to be a theme for Russia. It's like let go of democracy / the red song.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like Mother Russia.
Let go of private property.
Let go of privacy. The Red Song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think the only thing bigger than Mark Pingris's dick is all of Russia.
Yeah. That is true.
Randy.
What the fuck does what are these tits?
All right.
Do facts sway any of this at all?
So, Let Go is the third single by American Christian rock band Red on their debut.
Wow, I was way wrong on that one.
Full-length studio album, End of Silence. The song was written by Rob Graves, Jason MacArthur.
Yeah, according to Red, you could have just said Jesus.
Yeah, according to Red, the song is about conquering the temptations, even addictions, that often control and eat away at us.
Oh my God. Yeah, you got to let go of...
You got to let it go of...
You got to let go and let God, you know?
You got to let go of...
American Christian of have, rock band.
Got to let go of fun. That's... got to let go of anything that makes life worth living.
Let go of disrespecting your parents.
Yeah. And let go of...
Fuck. Let go of fuck.
Yeah, let go of fuck. Definitely for sure, 100%.
Definitely let go of fuck.
So what's the deal with Mark Pingris?
Okay, Mark Pingris. Gene Mark Pingris Jr., born October 16th, 1981, is a Filipino professional basketball player for the Magnolia Hotshots of the Philippine Basketball Association.
Yeah, you're damn right. I know. You don't think I follow Philippine basketball? It's like, you know that's my passion.
Yeah.
I got those three tattoos.
You know, he may very well have a big dick.
No, I'm guessing.
Because he's probably tall.
Yeah, it was a basketball player? Come on.
He's got to be tall.
Yeah.
So,
he can palm a basketball with his cock.
Yeah. Well, technically, he can sound it.
He shoots it like a spit wad.
He can stick it up his urethra.
Without touching the sides.
And dribble.
But he has to clinch up. Yeah, we all know. We've seen it.
Yeah, it's weird, but we don't know. So let's do this. Let's try it again.
Let's do one more.
So I have Scene Star or The Badleys.
The Scene, S-C-E-N-E?
S-C-E-N-E-S-T-A-R, one word.
Scene Star.
Or The Badleys, spelled B-A-D-L-E-E-S.
The Badleys are the shit.
I'm going to have to agree on that one.
The Badleys are badass. The Badleys, as we all know, were a cartoon racing squad that would race against all the other racers in
the Laugh Olympics.
And wacky races. Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. And they drove around in a converted Munster mobile. And then it actually ran on dead bodies. It was actually really cool.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly really surprising they let it on children's television in the 80s.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
The Badleys.
The good old Badleys. Fuck Scene Star.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. What the fuck?
I'm guessing Scene Star is like a failed 90s startup, like a tech startup.
I would say that it's like, I'm thinking... That it's like a Har Mar Superstar cover band.
Nice. Okay.
But he's terrible, mm-hmm. so I don't even can't even imagine.
Yeah. I think it's a app that tells you how close man buns are to your area.
True.
It's, so you can go to like you can be the only one in a room, then you'll know that because you'll have the app.
Yeah, it's like a Grindr for man buns.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is also a good description of Grindr.
I'm the scene star.
I was like, ooh, look at all these man buns.
Hey, man, I'm on the scene and I'm a star.
There's that great Tim Ledwith joke where he would just walk up on stage and go, what's up with all these ladies wearing man buns? And it was like, used to kill me. Randy, what are facts?
What are these things?
We'll start with Scene Star. Scene Star was a not-for-profit organization promoting underage events in Melbourne, Australia between 1995 and 1997.
Oh, it wasn't too far off.
No, not too bad.
Not too far off. It sounded shitty. 1992 to 5?
1995 to 7.
God, that didn't last very long at all.
No. Yeah, 2 years.
Jesus.
Man, Wikipedia is fucking the lint screen of humanity.
Yeah, totally.
So like, just about anything that's ever happened is fucking in Wikipedia nowadays.
God damn.
Yeah, this fucking organization was around for 6 months.
Yeah.
Entry.
That was just like soda fueled concerts and shit in Melbourne.
Pretty much.
I think honestly, we're probably the second people to visit the Scene Star page.
We should edit all of these.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
And just add was featured in a What's More Metal.
certified by What's More Metal.
That'd be really fucking funny. Yeah. You just keep finding Wikipedia.
It, people would go through and clean it up.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I mean, it's not true.
It's true. What's the Badleys?
The Badleys are an American roots rock band from Selins Grove, Pennsylvania, formed in 1990. They released several independent albums and achieved national success with their 1995 album, River Songs.
Ugh, we were wrong.
Yeah, that is not metal.
Scene Star was way more metal. Ugh, roots rock from Pennsylvania.
Roots rock.
River Songs?
National fame. That's probably stretching it.
Is that in
Wikipedia? I thought you had facts.
Is that in quotation marks? Like it's supposed to be like ironic. River Songs. These are great songs to like be in an inner tube and drunk.
Drowning.
Drowned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is roots rock? Like I don't even have a clear.
I'm guessing roots rock is like more like reggae. Like
I thought it was just. Like I mean, I would have guessed it.
Is there a roots rock tab, Randy?
There is. Let me grab that.
White. It's like. We should change to wide the whitening round because it's Wikipedia. It's throwing W's.
Oh, you guys are going to hate this.
Oh, great.
Roots rock is a style of rock music that draws material from various American music traditions, including country, blues, and folk. The term is sometimes used in a broader sense to encompass other genres of Americana, including early rock and roll, country rock, and other related forms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's kind of so it's I a would pretty hate broad it. Term.
Yeah.
I would fucking... Yeah. I guarantee I'd hate the Badleys.
So it's just like, yeah. Ugh. Well, they, it wasn't an ironic name. They fucking, no. The shitty guys.
They play badly.
hey guys, we're the, dear God, what is this shit?
Give it up. It up for, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Hey, one more time, everybody, for make it fucking stop now, please.
To give you guys an idea, so just skipping past a bunch of the early stuff, the 1980s revival includes, they're defined as cowpunk when it came back in the 80s. Jason and the Scorchers, Dash Rip Rock, Driving and Crying, The Long Riders, Tex and the Horseheads, and the Rave Ups. Lone Justice and Rank and File, but the bigger names would be John Mellencamp, Sheryl Crow, and Mark Knopfler.
Ugh.
Good God.
Ugh. God, we were wrong. We were so wrong.
Oh, and Wilco.
Oh, my God.
Cow, fuck you.
Holy shit.
Cowpunk?
Cowpunk.
I feel like I just got stabbed in the liver just now.
I think Sid Vicious is turning over in his grave. You can't...
Cowpunk?
You can't bring... punk into cowboy music.
Yeah, those are very mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're doing it ironically, like the Vandals, like you can't do an I Want to Be a Cowboy. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you're like, you can't. Okay, it's weird to be like, hey, you know that kind of music that you know those guys that would beat up punk rockers? What about a punk version of, of no? That. Yeah, you want to punch me? Okay, great. Just I feel like cowboys and punks. That was like, yeah.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. Let's do it. Let's do it. We broke even on nailing it. On crush it. We broke even on nailing it. What? Hi. What do words?
What
stuff?
Do words mean?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Here we go.
Wow. Okay. So first topic: the 2015-16 Columbus Blue Jackets season.
I think I know my choice.
And, all right, DEPCD1B.
Oh, dude. Hold on, I'm just. Oh, okay.
No.
I'm just looking at DEPCD1B. Oh yeah, yeah. The dead-eyed poets, dick fart competition. It's like
I can't remember dick past competition the first two letters.
Like it's a. Yeah, definitely. Well, no, I mean, DEPCF.
DEP.
Yeah, I know.
DC.
DC.
1B.
1B. That's the year that that Nero fucked a dog and played violin at the same time. And it's pretty badass. Like, they leave out the dog fucking part, but yeah. Rome was burning. He fucked a dog.
First of all, it's an acronym, so I'm guessing that particular acronym is either for a psychedelic drug or a poison.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
So like either way, it wins over.
It's pretty badass.
The Charlottesville Blue Jacket season from 2015.
What the fuck are blue? I'm
guessing, what is the team?
I'm guessing like, that's water know. Polo or like. Yeah. I'm going to go either. Okay. So the DEP,
DEP, DC1B,
DC1B. I'm guessing that's that also could, I think that's the line of code that, makes, Skynet come online.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm almost positive that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's this exact line of code that, makes, that Turing developed to,
yeah,
kill all mankind.
I think the only thing would be better is if it was whatever DCB1A. That's
oh yeah yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah,
we've got this is the second.
This
best.
Is the beta.
This is like one step down. Still good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. But not great. Yeah.
Randy, what the fuck?
Any either of these?
Well, yeah. What the fuck? In both regards.
Okay. So the 2015-16 Columbus Blue Jackets season was the 16th season for the NHL franchise that was established on June 25th, 1997.
Hockey. Okay. Blue Jackets are a hockey team.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I don't.
Like I've even kind of pay attention some to hockey, and I've just never heard that team.
Fights are the only thing I will watch. And then, like, the Super Bowl. I'm not a sports guy. But people being hurt, I will.
Yeah.
I'll drop everything. Now.
What is the acronym?
This is going to be a fun one to read. DEP, Domain Containing Protein 1B, also known as XTP1, XTP8, HBV, XAG, Transactivated Protein 8.
Oh, 8.
Formally referred to as BRCC3.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. Why I didn't recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
I was, yeah.
Why did they have to hide it?
Okay, there we go. Totally.
Is a human protein encoded by a gene of similar name located on chromosome 5.
Is that, that's the protein that makes jizz taste like pineapple.
So it's on what was it on again?
Chromosome 5.
Chromosome 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, of course.
God, that's in my top three favorite chromosomes.
Yeah, that's in my top five chromosomes. Chromosome 5.
yeah, that's great. That's that. Actually, I mean, we're kidding, but that is the chromosome that turns off your gag reflex.
Yeah. We've been working real hard to suppress it.
Yeah, we're like, where are you, science? All these weak uvulas I've been fucking. We gotta get out there. What are we working on? This was really fun, actually.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it again.
This felt like a winner. This was really great. Yeah. So this was the new and improved ride, the Lightning Round. Wanted to do something a little clippier, a little faster.
We achieved it.
Yeah, I think so too. Something wholly dumb as fuck. And
yeah. Real stupid.
I definitely love just being fully confronted by all, like, everything you don't know.
Don't know any.
There's no chance.
I have not known about any of the things.
Yeah, there's very little chance of us figuring out. Any of that.
I'm astounded at the minutia that's in Wikipedia.
We should do a shot if we know what it is for real. Like, because it'll never happen. Like, it'd be like that or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking whatever. That's fucking fantastic. Well, that's been this episode of What's More Metal, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This was super fucking fun. Definitely make sure you like and subscribe and all that shit. Tell your fucking friends about it, you goddamn dicks.
Yeah.
You don't be selfish, you asshole.
Oh, and remember that April 28th,
yes.
What's More Metal will be headlining Sincerity is Gross. And on April 17th, Noriko and I will be co-hosting a live version of my other podcast, Reading the Bible with Dan.
Yeah.
Where we'll be discussing the story of Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Nebuchadnezzar.
Old Big Dick Daniel. We all know that.
He was.
you got that Big Daniel energy that we've all been.
Big Daniel. I've got it.
No, that definitely come to both of those because they're both fucking like, definitely the Reading the Bible show is one I look forward to biannually.
Yeah.
I
only do it twice a year.
It's fucking great. Yeah. Christmas and Easter.
Yep.
Fucking very cool. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Definitely share as much as you can and get people to listen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let us know what you thought of it and the new Red in the Lightning Round. My sweet, sweet drops. In the lab, crafting these fucking things at a whole cloth.
Yeah.
I had to rent a cannon. Do you know how much that fucking was so expensive?
6 cannonballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I recorded
6 walrus tusks.
I recorded it with my phone.
It shows.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, guys, thank you so much. And go fuck each other.
Yeah. Kama Sutra forever.